Today I'll be Ezra Shem be learned Daf Hey of Masechtes Kesubas. Some of the topics we learned about include the reason not to perform Be'ilas Mitzvah on Friday night or Matzah Shabbos, the reason for Be'ilas Besula on Leil Chamishi, the reasons for Be'ilas Almona on Leil Shishi, the question of Bia B'tchila B'Shabbos, may the initial Bia be performed on Shabbos. There are two possible issues with Bia B'tchila, Chabura. During Bia B'tchila, one is Meitzi Dam Besulam, releases the blood, which is possibly considered creating a Chabura, a wound, which is prohibited on Shabbos. Asiyas Pesach. During Bia B'tchila, one is Eisa Pesach, creates an opening, which is possibly considered Binyan, constructing, which is prohibited on Shabbos. So in the key terms and concepts that I learned about include Cheshvoinos Shal Mitzvah. Although one is prohibited to work out weekday matters on Shabbos, however, letzerich mitzvah it is permitted. Davar she'ein miskaven is a permissible act which may inadvertently result in an iser Torah on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda prohibits performing such an act since it may result in an iser Torah. Rabbi Shimon permits it because the iser Torah will come about without intent. Mekalkel is a destructive act. Part of the definition of malach on Shabbos is for it to be constructive. Therefore, when somebody does a malacha in a destructive way, he is pater. Although generally kala mekalkel and peturin, but perhaps since the malachas of chayvul umaver, wounding and burning, are destructive by their very nature, one would be chayv even when they are performed in a completely destructive way, or only when something constructive comes out of it.